Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk! Then get ready to take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, once again, for the 1,214th time, but I'm not counting. That's that new math. I'm back on the radio. School is over. Push the magic button. No, school started. Summer's over. Woo! Man, I don't know what to do, Mr. Easter, but I'm back on the radio with Giant 90.9, the greatest high school in the world, Ben Davis High School, and I got an awesome guest on the telephone. I got students in the studio because I got student producer, because this show is student produced by my producer, Caesar. What's morning? Good morning, Caesar.
Good morning, Emerson.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Man, I've seen you since last year.
Well, last school year.
You got a beard, you got gray hair. I'm just, that's me. No, whatever.
That's me, Emerson.
Oh, that's Mr. Easter. Yeah. I'm so glad to see you guys, man. I had an awesome summer, so I'm so glad to come back. How was your summer, Caesar?
It was good. It was a lot going on, though, because of Marshy Man, and then I'm starting to work. So,
yeah,
there was a lot going on, but it was really fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you're young. You can handle that, you know. You get 8 hours sleep a day, Caesar. 8 hours.
Actually, I've been getting like 6 hours of sleep.
Well, you look great. You look good. Good. You know, look really good. Mr. Easter, welcome back.
Hello.
I'm glad to have you back. High five. High five.
High five.
We got students in. I got a guest on the phone to him. I got students in the studio. I don't know what to do first. Let's do this. Hi, Mr. Easter.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. And we've got our new students who are transfer students that come in from the Area 31. Transfer schools. So we've got, I think we've got Plainfield, Brownsburg, Avon, Danville, and did I get them?
You get them? Who we forget?
Tri-West.
Oh, okay. How you going to forget Tri-West?
I said Danville and I didn't say Tri-West. Tri-West. They're going to.
Yeah, they got some alumni.
Liston is going to, like, come to my house.
Liston? Yeah. We have a lot of
Pittsburgh's going to be, you know.
Our past students, our past young scholars that came from Tri-West other schools, they doing some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is awesome. Yeah, y'all going to have some fun this year.
Oh, and Ben Davis is here.
Oh, Ben Davis. Yeah, we got Ben Davis. Yeah. So before I get to my guest on the phone, and I got my students checking in, I got a thing. We still call it.
Yeah,
still
it's call over there on the wall.
Yeah. Caesar!
Well, the Out of the Darkness Walk, the suicide prevention, is at 12:30 p.m. Saturday, September 14th in the White River State Park Celebration Plaza. And then our podcasts are on audioboom.com. Just search WBDG-FM. School Talk with Emerson, which happens every Friday at 7:30 a.m.
E.M.
That's a new time there.
That's a new math.
That's my time, E.M.
Emerson.
And then the replays are on Sunday at 2 p.m. And then this week's guest is Lisa Bays, and then from the Wayne Township Education Foundation.
Spoiler alert.
Yep.
And make sure to follow us on all social media platforms at WBDG Indy. And the Ben Davis football is August 23rd. Ben Davis at Brownsburg. Kickoff starts at 7 p.m. and our coverage starts at 6 p.m. And then don't forget, Inside Ben Davis Football is Tuesdays from 7 to 7:45. PM, and that's starting August 20th.
7:45.
Hey, that's that new math, that new time. That's Caesar time.
You know what else starts today?
What?
Indiana State Fair.
Oh, corn. Oh, hot dogs. Things
we're not supposed to have calling, now.
Yeah, that's a whole new show.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask Lisa about that. She'll give me some advice because I got, what was that thing you just did?
The big board. And now on the telephone, all the way from the west side of Marion County of Indianapolis, Indiana, we have Lisa Bays. Lisa Bays began working for the Wayne Township Education Foundation in 2000, and she became executive director in 2003. Hey, same year my show started. Lisa has spent her entire career either helping youth to do to community service or providing volunteer opportunities for others to become engaged and personally make an impact. She cares deeply, and she really does. She really does care deeply about the work of the Wayne Township Education Foundation and has great respect and the value of the work happening at all levels with the Wayne Township Public Schools. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I give you the director, the executive director of the Education Foundation of Wayne Township, Lisa Bays. Good morning. Push that at your button.
Good morning. Yeah. Good.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me as the kickoff interview.
Hey, what better person to have than you? Because, you know, when it comes to Wayne Township, if you look in the dictionary, look up Wayne Township, you see two pictures, Lisa Bays and Dr. Butts.
True.
Yeah.
This is true.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Emerson.
Woo. I mean, because, full disclosure, I used to be a board member, and I know she works hard. And she works the board. That board is a working board. You don't just go on. I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to join a board that works, Education Foundation, Wayne Township. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. You're right. I mean, these are awesome volunteers from the community who care enough to give back of their time and their go after some money to help our teachers do really cool things in the classroom. So it's a really nice way for people to support public education and provide some leadership. Yeah. Awesome.
Right. Before I jump into what's happening for the school year, what things did you guys do over the summer? I know y'all was just sitting around.
We did. We had some really fantastic stuff. Ben Davis's own Jericho Hughes was the co-director Tarzan the Musical, and it was phenomenal. I think it will probably be nominated for some local community theater awards here in Central Indiana. So we're really excited about what came out of that. We had so many Wayne Township families involved. Then our kids' camp, one of our kids' camps was Lion King Jr., and it opened the same day as the new movie, so that was super fun. And then we did several other camps during the course of the summer, but Lion King and Tarzan were kind of our big options for the summer.
Yeah. Oh, man. Jericho Hughes. Huge. That's what we changed the name to Joker. Huge. Oh, man, I watched him when he was a youngster. Well, he's still a youngster, but everybody's young to me. But when he was in the classroom as a student, he was just so awesome. And I see him teaching. That's just, woo.
And people do love him. Those kids totally respond to Jericho. He does a really, really great job with them.
Mm-mm. Okay, what's coming up? What you guys got going on for the year? Talk to me.
Well, we're really just in, right now it's hot and heavy. I'm trying to get money to fund teachers' projects, you know, so... last year, Emerson, we gave almost over 200 grants, nearly $200,000 away for school classroom programs. I have some noise come on in the background.
One thing about your grants, you know, that is your vehicle to make things happen. So can students get grants?
You know what? We actually do have a vehicle. It's called the Wayne Youth Fund, and just yesterday I got another funder for that program. And students apply to the Wayne Youth Fund for all sorts of different things. They have to be endorsed and sponsored, if you will, by the school in some way. So just if a kid wants to go to summer camp on their own, that doesn't count. But if it was a special, you know, musical choir camp that the directors think a kid really should try, we funded culinary arts kits, cosmetology kits. We helped the debate and speech and debate team go places. Last summer we sent Thrive students to Bradford Woods. What else? We did a couple students went on a civil rights tour. So all sorts of things that are kind of specific to students, and we don't fund them in full, but we give them a little bit of a nudge, couple hundred dollars, $100 to $200 to help them along the way in their fundraising.
It's not a handout, it's a hand up, because, you know, it's everybody need a little help.
Yeah.
You know.
You are right.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And I know I was watching some of the Wayne Township teachers, some of the new Wayne Township teachers on the internet and Instagram and on Channel 6. And and a lot of them still struggle for school supplies, art supplies, et cetera, you know, and some are raising dollars on their own. So how can those teachers apply for grants and help them out in the classroom?
Yeah. So a couple things just recently happened, which are really, we have a partnership with Teachers Treasures. Do you know that organization, Emerson?
I just came up this week. Yep.
Awesome. So in Wayne Township, our teachers get half price with the help of Teachers Credit Union, American College of Education, and the Wayne Township Education Foundation Superintendent's Fund. They get half price membership, so they're $12.50 for a teacher versus $25. And then a teacher can go to Teachers Treasures and shop once a month, and each time they go shop, they get about $300, $400 worth of school back to their classroom. So that's a really, and all brand new teachers, the CTA, the Classroom Teachers Association, gave all brand new teachers memberships to that organization. So we are really trying to work to find ways to get free stuff into our classroom.
That makes sense. Because, you know, you would think.
And then you asked me about grants.
Mm-hmm.
The next deadline for grants, like major grants, is September 1, and I'll be sending a blast out to teachers next week on what the criteria are. All year long, teachers can apply through DonorsChoose.org, and those I'd call more mini grants, kind of $500 or less, and it's an online application, and it's a crowdfunding platform. So the foundation does a little bit, and people throughout the world do a little bit to help fund teachers' programs in Wayne Township.
Yeah, and I was just reading a little bit about crowdfunding, and like I know in this new day and time, I know I'm 64 years old, I'm still trying to learn the lingo. You know, because it changes, you know.
It does.
And I was thinking about back in the day with venture funding, and it was just borrowing money from your mama or your daddy or somebody in your family, you know, trying to find some money in the mattress. Cloud funding is interesting.
It is.
You know.
Well, you know what's fascinating is people care. I mean, Emerson, I don't personally just get on the online and look for things that I want to donate money to. Usually somebody asks me personally, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people are out there in the cloud universe looking for ways they can help public schools, ways they can help, you know, various causes. And they see a cool program like, oh, I grew up in Indianapolis. I happen to live in Washington, but I want to see what's happening in Wayne Township, my old school Chapel Glen. Oh, my gosh, I want to fund, you know, these books. I want to fund a carpet for the kindergarten class. I mean, it's just so crazy. People are seeking opportunities to give back, and it really warms your heart.
That is awesome. That is awesome because these kids are worth it. I mean, I know they're worth it. You know they're worth it. And now your vehicle's Wayne Township. It's been out just since 2000. You know.
Well, so. You know what? Since 1991.
91. Okay. 91 yeah, because you're the director. You just been the director for a little while.
Yeah, I'm not the first rodeo here.
Oh, man. I got board members. Are you looking for adding more board members this year?
You know what? We're always open to people who are looking for engaging in some new leadership opportunities. We've got about 18 board members right now. And we have plenty of ways to get involved, even if somebody doesn't want to, like, try to get involved as a board member, since that can be a little more of a commitment.
Yeah, I hate putting a box cookie doing.
She's awesome. I'm going to tell her you asked.
I
feel very touched.
Yeah, I thought she might get
a few board members who've been around since 91.
Yeah,
so we've got a couple lifers on there.
Yeah, Cookie, she's the bomb. I had to give her a shout out. You know, I hope I don't get in trouble with Cookie, but she's the bomb. So,
oh yeah, for sure.
And a lot
she's
of
a lifer. You know what? She's a Ben Davis graduate. She grew up in. I feel like she went to John. You might have to chime in. Was there a Maywood
Cookie
Elementary
Fargo
back in the olden days? Maybe.
Boy, that seems right.
So
that seems
I think
right.
That first she went to elementary school, and I don't know, maybe that became Maplewood down the road. So, she spent a lot of time in this community, and her family and her husband taught there. She's taught at Ben Davis. I mean, she's given a lot to the school.
Yeah, yeah. Her energy level, woo! I mean, I could just,
yeah.
and you young folks and just take some notes there, boy, because she's popping. She's rocking. You know, she's just popping.
No, I mean, she's a great role model on how to kind of continue to stay engaged as you get older and how to give back.
Oh, yeah, and I'll tell you.
Emerson,
yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
We have a couple really cool programs going on throughout the district. Several at Ben Davis, I think, might be really interesting to your listeners. We just recently funded, and so keep your eye out. Area 31 received two big, big grants in partnership with the IU, get this, Health Careers Opportunity Program.
Whoa.
And they received some funding to create, purchase a dispatch simulator. So if you're going to become a dispatcher, like an emergency dispatcher, to teach those skills to our students. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. I mean,
Tied into that, they also received funding to build an ambulance that they will simulate being an EMT in this, you know, simulated ambulance. Mm-mm-mm. And all of our students in Area 31 from, you know, building trades to, you know, lots of facets are going to be part of building that ambulance.
That is awesome. You know,
and one more really cool one at BDU.
Bring them on.
One more cool one at BDU is called Bridging the Gap Medical Interpreter. So students at Ben Davis University are being trained in a variety, any language that is their native language, to be medical interpreters. And they work with Luna Language Services. And they're working at Eskenazi and hospitals, helping citizens understand what medical professionals are telling them if they don't speak English as their first language. And so that's a really awesome program, and they're making money doing it. That's the other cool part. They're making money.
That's awesome. Now, did I say earlier in the show that you really, 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 really care?
Really?
Care about Wayne Township?
I think I did,
and the proof was in the pudding. But you know what? That is totally awesome, because our program's part of Area 31. And I'll just shout it out, y'all. Yep, you helped out radio and TV because you financed or grant-assed, how you say it? You paid for our buses, and we went to...
Helped us with some costs for the field trip that we took to the Indiana Association of School Broadcasters.
Yep.
Right.
And we got some awesome students that took this... program, went on doing some great things in the world of broadcasting.
Yeah.
I mean, great.
In fact, we just had another student kind of get a big job down in New Orleans, Corey Clark.
Oh, wow.
He's now hosting his own radio show down in
New Orleans.
And I got to go, I mean, that's good excuse for a former teacher to go down and eat some etouffee and some gumbo and, you know, mud bugs and everything else.
And beignets. Don't forget beignets.
Oh, whoa.
Or beignets.
Beignets. Yep. King cakes.
That makes me hungry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I knew it didn't sound right.
I'm going right now.
Yep.
But your focus on grants is so awesome, and it is so needed, and I'm so glad you got these vehicles working. So people out there listening, we always can have more. Just because she's doing, my education is doing a lot of things, and they got support. They need more support. They need more donors, because it's so much going on for these young people. And I mean, they're not like it when I was a kid. You know, it was like just this, just that. But now with social media and the time moving so fast, and real time is like real time. We need everything that the foundation give for our young people, and I take my hat off to you, Lisa, and your board.
Thank you.
Totally take it off.
You know, we do scholarships too. So for this next senior class, we do have scholarships available for students. We awarded about 10 student scholarships this past year. I have their names in front of me: Mariah, Judy, Megan Hernley, Peter Fife. All right, you'll have to help me. Mustafa Mumain.
Mustafa,
right. Jennifer Leeper, Austin Acker, Corbin Lee, Ashlyn Castile, Genesis Rodriguez, Juliana Hagan, Kiara Parker-Cier, and Hannah Arnett all received scholarships from the foundation.
Push that magic button.
Yeah.
And I know my numbers off, but since the inception, the foundation has awarded over 600 grants totaling nearly 1.3 million and counting.
Oh, you
and
know
counting.
What? You pulled that from the website. I got to update that, man. It's $2.7 million.
Woo!
Rick Flair
showed up.
Those
are dollars.
I got to find that on the website.
Woo!
Yes.
Wow. Then that means if the dollar amount went up, that means the benefit to students at one time, 1,000 students, that's definitely went up. Wow.
For sure. It's over 1,000 programs. And it's well over 1,000 programs.
That's huge.
Probably hit 1,000 programs in the last 5 years.
This ain't no kiddie stuff. It's for the kids, as I say, or young scholars. At least I still call them kids. I can't help it.
I know. I might too a little bit. Yeah. Every now and then.
Yeah. Everybody's younger than me, so everybody's a kid. So you know.
Hey, could I give a shout out to the Indianapolis Airport? They held a golf outing recently, and they donated $15,500 to both Wayne Township and Decatur Township Education Foundation.
Wow.
So do you remember we used to do a golf outing, Emerson?
Now
the airport does one, and they donate it to us.
Get out of here. Oh, man, that was so much fun. I didn't play golf.
But it's as fun for me to have the airport do it.
Yeah. Well, you work hard. That's a lot of work on you guys.
Well, golf outings aren't easy to put together either.
Yeah. You know, y'all just drove around a golf cart delivering beverages.
You did.
And got in trouble. I was going the wrong way one time. I don't know what I was doing. I was having fun. Because it was at Eagle Creek Golf Course, I think. And they had two different golf courses. And I'm on the wrong one. What are you doing? I don't know. I'm having fun.
Are you playing in the golf tournament? No. Oh, well.
I got water. Good. We need some. When I get back on your side, I was flying. It was fun.
We're fun. And we had a lot of faculty support. You know, that's the other thing that we get that I'm not sure is kind of unique to Wayne Township. Our administration and our staff are so engaged and supportive. You know, whether it's the Wayne Winter Games, the Spaghetti Supper, making donations. We have a really, really incredible, and of course, Dr. Butts is a big fan, and we really appreciate what he does to help get the message out for what we do.
Yeah, it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's definitely the truth. And, you know, the foundation has proved itself a worthy partner in Wayne Township. And Dr. Butts, the addition of Dr. Butts, the superintendent, is just, took it to another level because you guys, y'all partner up. I mean, when Wayne Township Education and Wayne Township Schools partner up, our kids definitely benefit, no two ways about it. And you can see that in the numbers. And I hope these young folks that are sitting here in the studio got some dreams and aspirations that they want to tackle, knowing that the Education Foundation is here to help them, because everybody's going to need a little help down the road. You know, I don't know if too many kids in here that are born with a silver spoon. I was born with a paper spoon. It wasn't even plastic. So, at least I'm just so happy you guys are doing what you're doing, and it's going so strong. You just don't know.
Thank you, Emerson.
It's going. So, all right, we got about 5 minutes left before I let you out here. Anything you want to drop? I got about 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 6 students in my studio. Drop some knowledge on them.
Me?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, find something you love and give to it. I don't mean necessarily financially. If you care about most any topic, there's a way to do something good to make a difference in that, in whatever your passion area is. There's not enough of that going around, but people are crazy generous out there with their time and their money. So I hope students get engaged and create experiences to give back.
Awesome. Guys, got any questions for Lisa? I know you just threw you on the spot. Nope. New students in the program. I can't wait. They'll be talking pretty soon. So,
Caesar, you got anything?
Caesar?
Yeah. I just want to know, how did you get involved with the Education Foundation? Like, what pushed you to put in that application for it?
You know, that's a great question. I actually have a master's degree in higher education administration, so I probably should have ended up on a college campus, which would be helpful as helping me pay tuition now, but I didn't do that. And I sort of just ventured into the nonprofit sector working with college students. So still higher ed, but I was working with college students initially. And, you know, this nonprofit sector, you kind of lead from one thing to another. And I decided I wanted to get a little bit more local. I was working for an international organization. And I'm like, you know, I really care more about my local community. So I want to use my skills a little bit more locally, and this opportunity arose, and that was 20 years ago. I'm going to have my 20th anniversary in January. So it spoke to me, and it was part-time, and that was when I was starting to have kids. So I'm like, okay, I wouldn't mind. This is a very high-content job, and I can do it part-time while I'm raising my children.
Woo! I will admit this, too. I might have missed one, but you served twice the President's Association of Public Education Foundations? Twice?
Yeah, I sure did.
Woo! Miss President!
Yeah.
Yes! Boy! Yeah, see, your love for the public, your love for our kids, like I said, it goes way back. You know, so it's in your DNA. Way back when the days when you were director of membership of Kappa Delta Phi National Education Honor Society.
Yeah.
And the director of the Kiwanis International Circle K International. She got this lady here, y'all. She got skills. Lisa, and we are so glad now your title is Executive Director of Education Foundation of Wayne Township. So we're glad we got you and the other organizations don't. So we love you. Keep on what you're doing. They can't have you back.
We'll do a
referendum. Referendum or something. To keep you here if you ever leave us. We'll raise money. We'll get the cloud source going.
Yeah.
Right. Now, you shouldn't say that, right? It's too soon. Huh?
Well, we're so glad to have you. Thank you for taking out your time, your busy schedule to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
So keep us, we already know you keep us posted. You know, you already know you got an unlimited invitation to bum rush the show. Anytime you got something going on, I don't care what my topic is, you can knock on the window, knock on the door, call on the phone. We'll definitely answer.
Thank you so much.
All
we appreciate you giving the shout-out for us.
Woo, woo. Bye, Cookie. Bye, Lisa. And Cookie. I did it on purpose. All right, bye-bye.
See woo. Ya.
All right, bye. That was cool. Today, that was that lady, man, y'all just don't. She was the bomb. She is the bomb. But she worked me like crazy when I was on the board. It's not a lazy board. But woo, woo, woo. But that's what we do, y'all. Students in the room, that's how we do School Talk since 2003. We have a conversation. And we have a conversation with Lisa Baser, Executive Director of Education Foundation. And we talk about stuff and things that involve you, the student, the parent, and the teacher. And we're doing this since 2003.
Next week, we got Dr. Butts. The man.
And a little story, but it's Dr. Butts, not Mr. Butts.
Superintendent of MSC Wayne Township.
Yeah, Dr. Butts.
Next week.
Yeah.
When Emerson had him on the first time, he was an assistant superintendent.
Exactly.
He said, I've got assistant superintendent Mr. Butts. And Dr. Butts let it go by the first time. The second time is Emerson, it's Dr. Butts.
I love it. Yes. Then he had he got this black truck too. He got this pickup truck. I don't know if he still got it or not. So one day I was walking across the street. So I'm standing on the corner. He honks. He said, "Go ahead." I said, "You go." No, go ahead. No, you go. No, go ahead. No, he didn't do that.
He'll be here next week.
Yeah, so we always have a fun time with Dr. Butts. You know, never know. I don't know. I don't know what's more dangerous, me or Dr. Butts. When I say that, I'm just like, okay, I don't know what. Sometimes I don't know what I'm gonna say. I don't know what Dr. Butts gonna say.
Well, I was gonna say Dr. Butts can fire me, so I'm going that direction on my case.
Well, you know, I stay in trouble, so. But it's so cool. But it is fun when Dr. Butts come on the show, though, because, you know, it's a wealth of knowledge as far as what's going on in the school district, wealth of knowledge what's going on down with the state and the legislature and what's happening in education outside of the building. And he always brings some knowledge. He always dropping some knowledge, you know. And it's kind of cool to have a leader like that who gets involved with the young people in the community. You see him on Twitter.
All the time.
Man, they should change Dr. Butts' Twitter, Dr. Butts. He's all over the place.
And it's always useful. In fact, maybe he's sending me something right now on my phone.
Yeah. And it's always
about me. I'll be there next week.
I saw a tweet about somebody backed into something.
I think it was Stoutfield.
It was Stoutfield?
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, so somebody needs to take some driver's education classes.
Oh. We don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened. Yeah. You know.
But that's the thing about a superintendent's job, and you'll talk more about this next week. Is that you never know what's going to happen in your day.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I'm sure he didn't wake up thinking he'd be dealing with somebody backing into a column at an elementary school.
Exactly.
You know, you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but I do take my hat off, Dr. Butts, because, you know, we're owned by, the school board, you know.
School district,
you know. So, you know, we serve at the pleasure of them. And me being a community member and allowed to do this in 2003, man, it's an awesome honor. I pushed the magic button for just allowing this old dude to interact with the young people.
This is the 17th season of this
show. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, and then to see the kids, though. Okay, young
or
scholars.
Is this 18th? I don't know. We'll
it might be the
18th.
I think it's the 18th.
17. I don't do math.
All right, who's the math kid?
I had to take my shoes off to count.
2003 from 2019,
16. I think it's 16, but.
Going on 17.
Yeah, it'll be 17.
Mommy, I'm 17.
17th season.
Yeah. And the kids, the students, just to see them go on and do what they do, and you look back at that. I know teachers do that. So I can see what you guys go through, and y'all look back and say, yeah. He was in my classroom. Now he's got four kids and got a job and driving a Cadillac. Yeah. Can I get a loan? He said, no. You know, it's just cool. All right. I know we all have time. So Dr. Buss will be our guest next week. And we got that. I think I'm going to be gone the third week. I think I'm going to Detroit. So
Caesar might have to host
the show. I'll definitely be here next week. So
this is his second year. He should be able to do it.
Yeah. Now, Caesar surprised me. Over some of the events last year, you know, he was never shy. He was never shy. Don't get me wrong, Caesar ain't shy. But he took some lead on some things last year. It was pretty cool. You know, Caesar, you ain't shy.
I don't know. I try not to be.
So that's good. Anyway, but welcome back to everybody. Welcome back to the Wayne Township teachers. Welcome back to the students. Welcome back to the staff, educators, and board members. Y'all didn't get no break anyway. Y'all probably worked this summer. But welcome everybody in Wayne Township, and I'm so glad to be on Back on School Talk. So let's get out of here. I don't know what that was. To the parents. And to the teachers. Our students got so much to give. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just don't copy the wrong cat. You can copy Lisa Mays. She's got it going on. Copy Caesar. Caesar got down to a science. Mr. Easter, he's got a degree. I don't, so don't listen to me. I got the GED. Yeah, I did go to college, but I didn't finish college. Why? That's another show. Remember, this was on School Talk. Next if you wait a minute. Y'all sagging? Any of y'all sagging your pants? I don't see no sagging in my room. High five, but you can't push that magic button because I just can't stand sagging. I just can't stand sagging. Just hate it. I hate people sagging their pants. It gives me a condition. The views expressed in School Talk, Mr. Views, MC, Wayne Township, Benjamin High School, John 9.9. They're my views and views of my guests. So next week, I got Dr. Buck, so come on back and check this crazy man out, because I'm back on School Talk. I'm alive. Well, I'm here anyway. So. See you next week on School Talk.